This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. officials say a Ukrainian airliner that crashed in Iran was most likely brought down accidentally by Iranian anti-aircraft missiles. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said it was a possibility.
I have my suspicions. It was very, I don't want to say that because other people have those suspicions also. It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side, could have made a mistake.
AP's John Gramble says investigators may have a difficult time with their investigation.
They have collected the two black boxes that were on this Boeing 737, but the Iranians say that these black boxes were damaged and some of the memory was lost in the black boxes.
176 people died in the crash. Gambrel reports Ukrainian investigators are trying to determine what caused the crash.
They're looking at the possibility that it could have been a missile strike that brought down this Ukrainian International Airlines flight. Now, Iran has denied that there was any sort of missile strike or attack on the aircraft and has said that it was a technical malfunction. That's a theory that Ukrainian officials also are looking at as well.
The head of Iran's civil aviation organization denies the jet was hit by a missile. Puerto Rico's top energy executive is warning the U.S. territory's largest power plant could remain offline for up to a year because of earthquake damage. This evokes memories of lengthy power outages that followed a pair of hurricanes in 2017. 2 days after being hit by Puerto Rico's most powerful earthquake in more than a century, only half of the Caribbean island has its power restored. Pope Francis is accusing world leaders of failing to listen to the concerns of youngsters pushing for global action against climate change. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Vice President